I want each and every last one of you to have a wonderful morning. I want to tell you that it is an enhancement. I always speak the Holy Bible automatically. You will never get me to say that. But what I will say is that out of cordiality, we will be able to have a good fucking day. Make sure you know that I have Krispy Kreme in my life because I have always been fat. When you see me muscular and skinny, still talk the same, still fuck the same, there is no difference because you know you like that shit. This is the real reason why I am fat. It's because I have always struggled with this, and one day I will find a non-surgery way. Because I cannot feel my fucking stomach. What I'm going to do is continue to keep myself blasting and ready to go. If you see me as being a candidacy, realize that if I have slipped and said a word, it's because it's B-Y-T-C-H replaced with bitch. B-I-T-C-H. P-H-U-C-K replaced for F-U-C-K, fuck. M-U-T-T-H-A, P-H-U-C-K-A, for motherfucker, A-Z-Z, for A-S-S-S. So if you have a problem with the shit I be talking about, please know that it's not a cordiality. And if you see a motherfucker talking shit, I'm going to continue to pray for you because God is good. I grew up in a church, and I will never say anything bad about them because they are really praying for me. I think it was me. I've always wanted that devil, and I wanted to use that devil and make that devil ride off me until I got knocked in the back of my fucking head with an X, and I'm still living. I said, I could do this shit all day long, except for slavery. Them bitches don't live, they go in a casket in their life. I'm going to live this motherfucker out. And you know, I started struggling for 15 motherfucking years because of that. I'm going to continue to keep myself together and know that this is what it is. And my name is Shirley Knox. It's going to stay that way. Call me Shirley. Call me Miss Knox. My nickname is Leela. Call me Leela Knox because that bitch be making money too, but she too fucking slow. That is the Yellow Penelope Gospel Singer because we got all of the things that's going on in this life and you better not ever in your life try to stop her from being made whole. I'm going to tell you something. One of my associates has never turned back his celebrity status, and I ain't going to never say his name, Young GT. The only thing that I can say is that we will continue to pray for a dynamic, phenomenal reason why a rapper with one motherfucker turned around with a Viper and a V-Crescent car called Florence. The only thing that I can do is say is that white dick nigga will never say it was me because we ain't never had sex together, boo. That first time he came to my house, that was a whole 4 months we was talking. And I told him to go head on to Mike Jones to get some help. I should have sucked this dick last night. But what I'm going to do is say that he don't want to use me more than I want to use him. And that nigga is selfish. And that's the real reason why I said N-I-G-G-A. Now, mine means second, it's a conclusion. It means different things. And if we get the sentence and it's implied, please know that I'm not talking about no race. I'm talking about you, daggalit, articulated, funky fucker. If you ever have a reason to be upset, make sure there is people that really do like that name. I like that name too, because if I got to work today to keep my ass from eating them greens and that fat bag of macaroni and cheese, I wouldn't give a fuck neither. But what I want you to do is appreciate my episode and know that I love every last one of you fucking comedians. I need that devil. And I'm going to defeat that devil and we get to share that devil together. But you better make sure you do right because I know how to say devil flee automatically, name of God, in and out of everything that I have ever known. And since it is an extraction, I'm going to continue to tell every last one of you that it was Bill Bellamy. Y'all have a good day and know that God is good. And this is the episode called The Whispering Night. I want to tell you something. It's 3 o'clock in the morning and this nigga still talking to me. This is a true time. It started off with just me and him talking on the phone. And we got some nigga on the phone smoking crack just to see if we feel it. You know, this is the real reason why you fall and the real reason why you don't have shit, okay? You don't have a motherfucking thing, all right? If you feel like you're going to be able to conquer me out of Tamika Calder, out of Clifford Harrison with the little dope-headed ass game they be playing in the South, then that's you, okay? If you feel like rapper Forte or Dr. Dre or Drew Down is not good enough to be married individually with their own individual wife, that's on you, okay? It takes one pimp to the next. Today I am a pimp turned pastor, okay? I got a lot of stuff to talk about because people wants to be on with pimps, all right? This the thing. If I never chose you as my hoe, do not ask me because this is a closed deal. But at least you can see why there are so many people wants to be, number one, a trick. Number two, a faceless event. Number three, a hoarder. Number four, a hoe. If you pick number four, you pick the wrong question, because who wants to get called HOE if they're having sex for money? They like to call themselves nice, pitiful names like Car Girl or Extravagant Man or Female Dander or Male Diner, okay? Because if you feel like you got HIV, syphilis, AIDS, or whatever else STDs you can't get rid of, then this is the real reason why in today's day, you take that ball bleach, you take the boiled tea, okay? You take boiled water, put four tea bags in there, regardless if you like it or not, no sugar. You take a cap full of bleach, pour it inside of the gallon of water, then you let it cool down. Okay, once you let it cool down, you put the cap full of bleach in it. Okay, do not put the top on it to blow it up. Okay, you wait a couple of minutes and then you top it, shake it, and you drink it in 24 hours. It will get rid of coronavirus. But what is it that I can do about all those extremities in a time in need? Do you realize that there is a statement in this time and day, night, about all the stuff that can happen? I cannot believe how quiet Drew Down is in my phone. I see it and I say it. I know one day he probably would deny it if you keep asking him the same question, because he has to protect himself. But damn, with all the pressure, everybody is asking him, in what way are you in a significant finding when your ass used to be atheist? When your ass used to be nothing. And see, that's the real reason why I don't like my cousin, DJ Quick. He been trying to marry Shirley since she was 9 years old. He was 17. And my daddy told him no. And my mother said yes. But see, you don't go from one state with a bitch that's running up and down the street looking for something. Excuse my expression, it's BYTCH. To a man that's around the corner trying to take care of his family by saving money for when we come over there, we have a good time. Because he has to pay his grandmother, his mother, of course, money. So no, I don't want you to look at me as being a piece of shit. I'm on this phone and I can't believe this motherfucker. This motherfucker got the nerve to say he ain't never met me before. We got a white bitch on the fucking phone and they're talking, right? Now, this is how illegal it is. They got point addiction checks. She got an $800 billion point addiction check. This point addiction check sets up your celebrity status and gives you $700,000. Do you know that they said that that's not enough money, but you ain't even got a place to stay? You could go to California anywhere to buy a place to stay. I'm the one got to struggle in this shit. That's why I said, Social Security office, here I come to get my enough money for my projects, to pay my rent, my bills, because not one nigga in this motherfucker have a right to tell me shit about what I'm doing. I'm looking at the motherfucker trying to hook me up with a Shaquille Shakur. I take him. Now they want him. You know what I'm talking about? I just don't want to be bothered in a relationship because this nigga DJ Quick is fucking my aunt, Ain't got not one reason to be upset about himself. Got nothing left to want me after all that shit is over and her pussy funky and nasty like it was in the beginning. Musty as fuck and don't give a fuck. Smell like an old bat bitch. But I'm gonna just say this one thing. Do you think I'm caring? I'm not caring about that motherfucker. I want this motherfucker to tell me that he don't know me. Drew Down, do you know me? Yes, I do. That's the real reason why I said God is good. Because what the right that what you're supposed to do when somebody is your friend, when somebody is your point of theory, God is good. You know, it's not the fact that you are stupid. It's the fact that you can't even allow yourself to tell that white bitch, go hell. If it was motherfucking this day, I'd take that bitch and I'd take me some rhinestone shoes like the white men be doing to them. I'll connect me a knife at the bottom of that bitch with some tape. And don't give a fuck how I do mess it up. I'm going to kick that bitch in her ass when she's walking off. Because that's all it takes for you to go to jail. No. I'm going to make sure I kick that bitch in her fucking ass. Because she's on the phone line all day long about how her white man is the one that's her husband. And she's cheating on him all up and down the street. Talking about something. She'd rather go prostitute than to get herself together. And the bitch got the nerve to be having anal sex. Talking to us on the phone. Ain't that fucked up? I'm telling y'all something. It's a fucked up ass life if you feel that way. But if you don't, man, your ass better come up with some better respect than that, because this motherfucker right here told the truth. Because ain't nobody ever thought about whether or not Drew Down was the one that's going to try to play me into something or play me up. Either way it goes, I know that I have a friend and God is my, needless to say, God is my everything, because you just don't understand how it feels. I want to go to heaven. I am going to make sure that I go straight to God, because God is my meaning of everything that I have. And I make sure that it is a phase. And whatever God approved me to do, God will approve me to do. This is the proof. I'm playing some music to you. And I'm going to tell you, God bless you. And continue to know that God is good. I just want to tell everybody that this is Shirley Knox and this is my last time cussing. I really am trying. I'm just wondering whether or not you will be able to keep yourself in consumative. Yes, I am saving. No, I will never put myself in that predicament to even explain how God has blessed me, because people are reiterative when they're going to ask certain questions about your savings, because everybody got their own measurement with the Lord. I am going to do this. I'll make sure I continue to keep myself together. Keep my diet together, but it's something that I want you to do. Respect my shit. I know that you probably don't feel like it is a favorite gift, but we got Megan Thee Stallion on the line, and female rappers is the hardest rappers to get along with because they're always talking shit, but I really do think that she's the cutest person ever. In my own point of view, I really realized that we got Beyonce on the line, and I'm listening, and I have this phone. I'm not supposed to have, but see, God bless me to have it for a little while until I get over the fact that people are really people. In my own point of view, I see that Megan Thee Stallion is the one standing up there cussing when her husband himself that shot almost her feet out of the ground from Canada, probably running from somebody, and got the nerve to come tell me that she is all right. I would have called the police on that bitch. I would have made sure that motherfucker got deported back to Canada on my note, and I would have sued that bitch for my money to get my feet fixed, because she got to get 7 surgeries on her feet. Then she got to get her knees done. Then she got to get her hands done. Then she got to get the top of her head done, because they call a total body research surgery to go on your body and do research to check your blood pressure in every area, because she just got to tell myself she got headaches and all that. I would have told on that motherfucker. That shit real stupid. What money bag yours at? That's what I'm saying in the phone, and it's really low. But I really would like to tell you this. It is an extravagant meaning. While they go over money back, yo, and she said it. She ran out the house, never came back. It's the most scariest girl I've ever understood. She's a feminine, but I want to tell you that if it is something you could do, stop dating so many people if you think it was an upset point. That's what I just said to her. I got Beyonce on the line, and she really is the prettiest person I ever seen. She did say, though, she asked God to forgive her because I want her to stay on, but I am really on with Solange because Solange got my message, and I really would like to continue to be a natural person on this time. And I'm telling y'all something, I really don't understand why they keep saying this, but they're on the phone discussing thieving. If you a millionaire or billionaire and you as a rapper, producer, somebody $2 million in your pocket, them folks making $700,000-$800,000 off of the same money. So why not charge the same fees? I would never in my life talk against them, condemn the woman, be telling you all kind of names, go to the recorded all of your name on phone, folks. If you really feel how I feel, leave me a note and let's talk about what we're going to talk about when you request. But I'm going to tell you something. This is Shirley Knox, the comedian. And don't you forever in your life forget, because God is good. I got nothing to say when somebody is so like not ready to hear the truth. Are you stupid? Like, do you hear what I'm saying? I know this girl, and I've been watching her for a couple of years because I go to work that way. Her husband drop her off every day, pick her up every day, and she got the nerve to cry, talking about something. He got a baby on him. He ain't even going to work nowhere in the middle time, part time. You know what it takes to be a man around here? You got to be able to keep yourself together and separated, and know that it is a dance. It is that, and I'm going to tell you right now, I really do believe in God. I'm going to continue to be that. But if you don't get your shit together, you need to go ahead and take a behind on, because God is good. I got nothing to say when somebody is so, like, not ready to hear the truth. Are you stupid? Like, do you hear what I'm saying? I know this girl, and I've been watching her for a couple of years because I go to work that way. Her husband drop her off every day, pick her up every day, and she got the nerve to cry, talking about something. He got a baby on him. He ain't even going to work nowhere in the middle time, part time. You know what it takes to be a man around here? You got to be able to keep yourself together and separated, and know that it is a dance. It is that, and I'm going to tell you right now, I really do believe in God. I'm going to continue to be that. But if you don't get your shit together, you need to go ahead and take a behind on, because God is good.